Outside the executive mansion on a freshly cut lawn, Governor Pat McCrory gathered with an entourage of legislators and school leaders. They came together to make an announcement. But first, the governor spent some time rehashing the state's commitment to teachers.
There's some good news in North Carolina. Republicans, Democrats, the Senate, and the House, and the people of North Carolina all agree that we need to better compensate our teachers. And we need to develop ways in the long term to better respect our teachers. There are some differences, however, in the policy implementation.
Which leads us to the announcement. The House and Senate have very different plans on how they want to give teachers pay raises. That's why McCrory and Speaker of the House Tom Tillis came out in this show of solidarity. They say they want to take care of the teacher pay issue before finalizing other pieces of the budget. Here's Tillis.
It's hard to believe, but we're only about 8 weeks away from opening school again. We have teacher assistants wondering whether or not they're going to have a job. We want to let them know that they do. We have teachers who may be making job decisions based on whether or not their comp is going to change. We want to let them know what that is.
Keep in mind that the "we" he's talking about only refers to the House and governor. Someone was noticeably absent at the announcement, Senate Leader Phil Berger. In fact, no senators were present. They later came out with a statement saying that two people should not attempt to control the budget process behind closed doors. But the House went ahead and pushed its top spending priorities into a mini-budget bill. Republican Representative Nelson Dollar went over the 40-page legislation in a committee meeting yesterday.
4.1A gets into the master's pay.
The bill is almost identical to the pay plan House lawmakers included in their original budget. In addition to giving each state employee a $1,000 raise, they want to give teachers an average 5% raise, boost their starting salary, and give more pay to those with master's degrees. But instead of relying on lottery money to fund the teacher raises, they'd pull millions of dollars from reserve accounts and make cuts to state agencies. Their plan would not cut teacher assistance like the Senate plan does, or ask teachers to give up their job protections.
TAs are instructional partners, co-teachers, and are far more educated than most think.
Just outside the legislative building, dozens of teachers were holding their own gathering. They urged lawmakers to fairly compensate teachers and reverse years of cuts to education. Tori Mazur is an ESL teacher in Asheboro. She says she's gotten only one raise in the last 6 years, and that's when she got her master's degree. She now makes about $33,000.
I would love to be able to buy a car that would get me to my job and not have to worry about the wear and tear on my car, so I will take a pay raise, but it depends on the strings that are attached to it.
She says she appreciates that lawmakers are at least prioritizing teacher pay, but is still skeptical. Later, she and dozens of other teachers walk through the legislative building to talk directly with lawmakers.
All right, I gotta go and figure out what room my representative is in.
She eventually found Democratic Representative Robert Reeves.
Hey, I saw you at Jordan Matthews.
Yes.
And then I went out and voted for you in the primary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mizer asked Reeves how they could make their voices heard.
I need to figure out where you get coffee when you are not up here in Raleigh, and then I'm going to stalk you in your coffee shop, and we're going to sit down and give you all my arguments with support.
Well, the good thing with me is I'm keeping office hours right there in Chatham County. I'm at the courthouse.
Some Democratic House members, like Reeves, say the new mini-budget is more realistic because it no longer relies on shaky lottery projections to fund raises. But it's the Senate leadership that's going to need the most convincing. They say this House plan doesn't set aside enough money for Medicaid spending. The bill is expected to reach the House floor today. I'm Rima Crace.